neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
It's called Ein Kelokeinu. So there are four parts. So the reason is, Arab says we have Yud Kei Vav Kei, has four letters. So that's why we have Ein Kelokeinu in four sections. And also the Batei Tefillin, we have four sections. And he brings from Hagaon Hida that the reason is we remind ourselves there's nobody like our Hashem. Ein Kelokeinu. This relates to Babel, to Galut Babel and Nebuchadnezzar, that we were saved from him. And Ein Kadoneinu. This is Madai at the time of Ahasuerosh and Haman Harasha, that we were saved. And Ein Kemalkeinu, that relates to Yaban and Alexandros, that he took over the whole Olam and we were saved from him. And then Ein Kemoshienu, this is Esav, that will be saved very soon. So now it's good to make a note in your Sidurim. So Ein Kelokeinu was
Babel.
Chazal Baruch. Ein Kadoneinu, Madai. Ein Kemalkeinu, Yaban. And Kemoshienu, Esav. So make a note. That's why most Vatikan Isiot, if they're not singing it during the week, at least on Shabbatot or Rosh Chodashim, because it has very great depth in it. And you should not just read it fast. And have in mind that the same way that Hashem saved us from the three Galuyot, then the last Galut is called Los Angeles. Then that Hashem will be saved very soon.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.